Ngāti Kahu, Te Aupauri, Ngai Takoto, Ngāti Kuri, tēnei hau kamehiki a koutou katoa, I runga I tō irirangi reo Māori, te hiku o te ika. On the phone we have Paul Moon. How are you today, Paul?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, so the flag referendum started now. What benefits, if any, will a change to the flag bring to New Zealand?
Well, the short answer is none. I know the Prime Minister said it might be worth hundreds of millions of dollars in export earnings or whatever else, but there's no evidence to suggest that. Not only that, but if anyone's worked in a warehouse, they'll know that the materials that we export overseas don't have our flag on it. They have barcodes, QV codes, everything's scanned by computer. People don't buy things because they see a particular flag. So I don't think there's any material benefit at all.
Okay, so will there be... A lot of people are saying this is a smoke screen. It's a smoke screen to distract things like the GCSB, the TPPA, the Māori Land Bill. Do you agree with these, or is this... Is it just kind of, I don't know, what are we to think of this flag? Is it just a distraction if it's not really going to bring any benefits?
Well, that's a very good question, because if you look at the history of flag changes around the world, they take place when something dramatic usually has preceded it. So there's been a revolution, there's been a dramatic change in a constitution, there's been a war, a catastrophe, a shift in ethnic balance, all these sorts of things. That's really what triggers flag changes. And they usually come with a whole lot of other changes. So, for example, you might have a completely new legal system, you might have a new constitutional system, new form of government, whatever. In this case, there's been nothing. You can't say 3 years ago that there was huge pressure in New Zealand to change the flag. That just didn't exist. So this has almost come out of a vacuum. And then you have to ask yourself, well, why? What are the benefits in trying to change a flag where there's no real popular thirst for that change? What's taking place? And one of the explanations could indeed be that, you know, this is a great thing to take people's minds off issues like rising unemployment or some of the other things, as you mentioned, that we're facing. So it could be that that's what's involved. Then you have to consider the timing. The debate is intensified roughly around the same time that the TPPA agreement was signed. So to some extent it might have taken or deflected attention away from that. So it could well be a cynical move just to distract from other issues. It's hard to say.
I think a lot of people are struggling to see any of the benefits that come from changing a flag, but more so are worried about the things that we're going to lose. What can you see as being a loss to our country should we change this flag?
Well, this could be, in a sense, a sort of historical amputation, in that the flag that we've had for just over 100 years, it may not be to everyone's liking. It might not be the most attractive piece of design in the world. In fact, it's not. But, you know, it's been there when we've had military campaigns overseas, First World War, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, and so on. It's been there during periods of protest. It's been there during periods of celebration. It's one of those things that's been part of the backdrop of our whole experience in the country, good and bad. It's not been always positive, but it's been there nonetheless the whole time. And so if you say we're not going to have this flag anymore, we're just going to set it adrift and have a new one, in some ways you're turning your back on all that history, saying, well, that was the past, we're different now, we don't need it, we can look in the other direction. And I think that's a very dangerous thing, because the past really is part of our architecture as individuals and as a society. It's what gives us structure, all those experiences we've had. And you can't just chop it off and say it doesn't exist anymore, it's not a problem, because that past is what we've inherited.
Definitely. I think that that's one of the things that that people are really struggling to get their head around, is the fact that we are losing a piece, this flag, and so many people have died under this flag, gone to war under this flag. Should we lose this flag, what do you see as the future for New Zealand? Is it like we start all over again? What happens to New Zealand? In your thoughts, what's going to happen to our country?
That's a very interesting question, because there are two opposite answers. On the one hand, if a flag change took place the next day, yes, we'd have a new flag, but life would go on as normal. And people say, look, the sky didn't cave in, we got a new flag, what was all the fuss about? Why were people worried? That's the short-term view. But other people take a longer-term view. If we get a new flag, one of the arguments for it is that, look, New Zealand society has changed since the early 1900s. We're a completely different society now, so we need a flag to reflect that. If we go down that path, What happens in 20 years from now when we're a different society again? Do we have another flag? How often do we change it? Every 20 years, every 50 years, every 5 months? I mean, the argument that we're a changed society doesn't hold. And this is one of the things that people think a new flag reflects who we are. It's the opposite. It's the old flag reflects who we are. Look, I'm not the same person I was when I was 8 years old. But those experiences when I was 8 years old and throughout our lives, they go together to make up what we are. And I can't suddenly say, well, look, I'm going to change my name to something else because I'm a different person now. We stick with the name we've got, but we keep evolving. And the same thing, I think, applies with the flag. We stick with it even though society changes.
That's a really good point. That's exactly what some of our kai kōrero have said this morning in their interviews, is that sometimes you got to just stay with what you have, not because of anything else, but just because that makes you who you are. And I think that's a big point. And a lot of people are sharing that thought and really carrying that opinion with them going into this flag referendum. Hey, we're almost out of time, but is there any little nuggets that you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, one of the things I would say, and this is what some people have already mentioned, is that flags have an accumulation of people on them. That sounds like a strange statement, but what it means is that people's experiences are projected onto that flag over 100 years now. So every person's experience in the country on a national level, it gets projected onto that flag, and that flag accumulates all those experiences, all those emotions and events over a century. No new flag can have that. And so that accumulation is really quite important, and there's a risk that if we set that adrift, it gets lost. It's seen as something that's no longer relevant to us, and it's crucially relevant.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. I couldn't agree more with your thoughts, and I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with our listeners here in the Far North. And thank you so much for all of your opinions. I know that it's all over Facebook, all over the internet. Your opinions have been put out there, and I'm glad that you've taken the time to share those opinions with us in the Far North.